New York City, Comedy Central presents Zach Galifianakis.
Stylist today before the show, and she was like, Zach, what kind of look are you going for? And I said, just give me the high school drama coach. Oh, you're out of that one? Just give me the rapist. Oh, you're out of that one? Just give me the old sea captain. Oh, you're out of that one? Just give me a young Santa Claus. You know what I like to do when I'm at a video store? You know the quick drop they have there? I like to stick my penis in there. And then look at the help and go, have you seen this? Is this any good? Oh, it's due back Tuesday? When I go to events and concerts and stuff, I think a lot of people, they yell out like, woo, or yeah, when they like something. I like to be more specific when I yell things out. I like to, like, when I'm at a concert, I like to yell out things like, the way you play your music makes me feel good inside. Or instead of yelling encore, yell things like, come back and play some songs you haven't played yet. Don't boo people. Don't boo. Be more specific. Why are you doing that? I hate that. I hate it. Reality shows are big now. Survivor, Temptation Island, The Mole. Oh my God! I want to do a reality show where it's three racist white people that live in the South Bronx. And it's called Cracker Hunt. There'd be scenes of the white guys going, I didn't call you boy. I want to do another reality show based on The Mole, but it's really about STDs, sexually transmitted diseases. And it's called God, I Hope That's a Mole. Now I'd like to do a few characters, if I can. This first character I've been working on is called the Timid Pimp. And he's on the phone with one of his hookers. Here we go, the Timid Pimp. Hi, Amber. Hi, it's Marcus. Yeah, I can hold. All right, this next character... This next character I'm working on is called the Apathetic Redneck, and he's on the phone with his brother who's getting ready to get the death penalty. Yeah, man, that sucks about death penalty. Yeah, mama told me. Hey, what are you gonna do with your Camaro? I just realized how stupid all these are. Okay, this next character I've been working on for a while is called the Gay Snake. I really want to leave New York City very badly, but I just put $6,000 on my Metro card. Growing up, my dad was like, Zach, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And he's so right. Take this sentence, for instance. She had a crack baby. Versus, she had a crack baby. Today I was in my hotel and I was wearing my girl's kick-ass t-shirt and wearing my ankle weights. She's like, what am I going to talk about? And just talk about life, Zach. Talk about your life. That's what the people want to hear. So here goes. My roommate is Asian, and I play the piano a lot in the house. And every time she comes to the door, I do this. She's like, Zach, why do you do that each time I come to the door? And I'm like, because I don't have a gong. Guys, have you ever woken up with an erection and then you realize you're just in a massage chair at Brookstone? And then you yell out, I'll take it! I have sinus problems and I'm Greek and I have sinus problems and I know why. My body produces feta cheese. It's not really a joke, it's just a fact. Allow me to open up. Have you ever been so drunk that you wet the bed? And I don't mean you're sleeping in it, you're just standing over pissing on it. I live in Los Angeles, and I was there on the Walk of Fame, and I'd been drinking that night, and I just got a henna tattoo that said forever. And I was making out with a squatter in front of Ripley's, believe it or not. Like I said, I was drinking. By the way, you know that you have a drinking problem when the bartender knows your name and you've never been to that bar before. So I'm there on the Walk of Fame and I stumble across Tony Danza's star. And I urinated on it. Just yelling out, who's the boss now? I woman. Jesus Christ. I mean, I'm not really supposed to comment about the audience, but there's a hyena in the... Thank you. Thank you. Can you leave? Why is it that women can say things like, my girlfriend and I are going to brunch, and no one assumes anything? But as soon as I say something like, my boyfriend and I are going to go shop for fanny packs, everyone thinks I'm a gay. That's right, a gay. Three years ago, my sister was diagnosed with multiple personalities. And there's nothing funny about that. But she phoned me the other day, and my caller ID exploded. I like to go to really bad movies, like in their sixth week, and there's only one other person in the theater, and I like to sit right next to them. And they're like, excuse me, and I'm like, shh, I can't hear Keanu. You should temp here in New York. Never forget, I called a temp agency once, and they were like, well, do you have any phone skills? It's like, I called you, didn't I? You know what I like to do when I'm making out with a woman? I like to whisper into her ear, will you touch my vagina? And she's like, what? And I'm like, that's what you're supposed to say. Change my life. I need to change my ways, I'll tell you that. Last year, my resolution, New Year's resolution, was to stop saying, you go girl, to myself. But I have dreams, ladies and gentlemen, just like everyone in this room. Hopes, anticipations, the way I want my life. Let me share them with you. My dream of owning or having a three-boy country trio called the Chixie Dicks. I also dream that the Spanish channel will have English subtitles. So I can finally figure out what I've been laughing at this whole time. I also wish to move far, far away, somewhere in Montana, and open a giant ethnic care superstore. And lastly, another dream of mine is to move to Pakistan or India. and become a cab driver. I have a lot of lady problems, and this is going to sound weird, but all of my ex-girlfriends have formed a 12-piece a cappella group. This is a little number about my trouble with women. Thank you very much. The Night Owls, everybody.
Friday nights are perfect for dates. And since yours still hasn't called, stick around for more super stand-up comedy next here on Comedy Central, your home for Friday night stand-up.